Sunday, the 8th of May, racing at Turfantine. I've said it before, sunshines, not every day is the same, to be quite frank with you. This is a bread and butter meeting. Thankfully, five of the eight races are maiden plates. Maiden plates are maiden juvenile plates, but that doesn't make it any easier because the maiden juvenile plates, we've got a host of debutants. So for me, I'm looking forward to the Poly track on Monday. We have racing every day. And plus, there are many other things we can play 24/7, like Aviator. Ask me about that. Complete Addiction. And also Spinner Zonke. Let's work through this meeting. It is a Sunday. I'm not going to keep you. As I say, very, very tricky, competitive racing after the wonderful spectacle we had at Greyville on the turf on the Saturday. Well, a little bit hard to digest, but let's hope we can find one or two. A first race on the card will be run over a distance here of 1,160 metres. Now, this horse is your favourite, a horse called Mover and Shaker. www.hollywoodbets.net is currently at 2.27 to 1. Don't forget to open an account with Hollywood Bets if you don't have one already. So Mover and Shaker, two runs, two places. As I say, 2.27 to 1, a 400,000 purchase. I went through the form lines. I've got grave doubts about this favourite. Sometimes we get it right, sometimes we get it wrong. I can only give you my opinion. I'm not too bullish on the favourite at all. Those form lines, having a look at the form lines, the first form line, 15 runners, no winners, and the second form line also looks a little bit dicey. So I believe that we could see one of the debutants winning. A Thunderstruck has had a run. This also opened with Hollywood, 2.86 to 1, has gone 4 to 1. By the way, this is a very, very expensive purchase in the region of a million. I think it was 1.2 million or a million rands. Thunderstruck, third on debut. The blinkers are on. Sean Tarry, Calvin Habib. The worry there is the rest of 124 days. But I like a little bit of that one, Thunderstruck. If I had to go for a horse of place in this race, a horse to improve of those that have run already, it will be Siberian Fox, who finished unplaced on debut. But I believe this one could improve. Currently 14.29 to 1 a win and a placing 17 to 10. So that's my shrewdie in the race, Siberian Fox. But it doesn't stop there. You've got all of these first-timers. Now, when I opened the card with my glasses on, I was a little bit like this because we got a horse in this race who is called Aya Fetla Jokuk, who is named after Glacier Volcano in Iceland. A real tongue twister. 275,000 purchase. The reason why I'm mentioning this horse, not because of the name, because of the siblings. They were forward early. Three siblings, first time at the races. One was a winner, one ran second, and one ran third. I thought that was rather noteworthy. I'll put a slide together at the end with the selections, but we are a little bit tatter my chance with these debutants. Same story, race two. Happy Mother's Day, maiden juvenile plate, and a wonderful Mother's Day to you if you're celebrating. 1,160 metres. Betting here, well, Glittering Girl is quoted at 2 to 1. That's from the formidable partnership, Paul Peter and Warren Kennedy, that combo. This is a 500,000 buy. Another one I looked at was Champagne Charlie, who opened 7.14 to 1, is now 8.33 to 1. This one is a daughter of R and related to the KZN campaigner Glory Days. Antigua Knights is also very nicely bred, 350,000 buy. I see that one is at 8.33 to 1. Look, Inevitable ran well enough thus far. I see the second last time there have been 12 runners from the form line. No winners. Inevitable is a 3.03 to 1. So once again, I'll be looking at the first timers. And another one I want to mention is Lady Regent. Let's have a look for Lady Regent here in the betting market. That one is a 12.5 to 1 from the Dawson Yard. This is a horse that's related to the Cape campaigner Queenswood, who was a winner on debut. That's 100,000 buy. So when those numbers come up at the end, maybe a little bit of a buy pot. A very small percentage and ridiculously wide play, hoping for big results. We go on to the third, which is the start of the pick six. Well, yeah, we've got Divine Dynasty, has the Cape form, Hollywood Syndicate Silks. The price is 6-10, and that to me looks like the winner, or should be the winner, of the third, because really there's not much at all in opposition. Special Charm, open 10, gone 12.5-1. That's a debutante. Paul Match and Muzi Yerny is related to Winter Watch, who was second on debut. And then you've got All the Way from the USA, but that is a two-year-old at 6.25-1. I could see that one running into the money, but Divine Dynasty looks the right one, certainly in the third. Now, the fourth race on the card, maiden plate at 2:20. You've got Equestrian Affair, who is a two-year-old. The last form line has worked out very nicely in the context of this race. Mike de Kock, Keegan DeMello there. There was one horse that I picked out that nobody's interested in at all. A horse called Ballista, who's a 25-1. I'll tell you why. Was fourth on debut. That last form line, the second horse was Expeditioner, who won at Greyville, the turf meeting on the Saturday. Absolutely romped home, I think, by 7 lengths. And there was another winner out of the form line, the eighth horse, British Diva. So from 3 runners, we've had 2 winners. I just thought this one could improve. The rider has 1 ride for the day, the jockey. Ballista, 25-1 a win and 3.75-1 a place. That's going to be my real roughie of the day for a drum. Race 5, maiden plate, 2,400 metres. I was having a look at Harold the Duke, who was running on last time out, but that form line, my goodness me, it was a work riders. We have had 7 runners from the form line, not a drum. That has to be concerning if you go and have a look on Form Grid. So I wasn't too keen on Harold the Duke. I am going to go with Lambergrini, who was a 1.2 million purchase. Very disappointing thus far, but maybe can get the act together. If he can't win in a field of this nature, then alarm bells. A Japan Approval, that must also have a shout, the filly. Lambergrini, by the way, was not striding out penultimate start last time out, fatigue, but I'm going to give that one a chance at 2.5-1. Race 6, merit rated 92 handicap. You've got a horse that's rarely on the up, is catching the eye. Naval Guard, who's at 7-10. Your favourite, I believe, rightly so. But one horse I do like a bit of is Captain, who is at 6.25-1. This one was for 3.95 lengths. I'm looking at the Cape Form line behind Angels, Do Angels Cry. Dubai Lights was in that very race. Dubai Lights was third, 0.45 lengths behind the winner. And if you watch Western Cape Racing on Wednesday, I was at the track. Unbelievable. Dubai Lights and Richard Faree, who's riding like a master from dead last, Romtone. So I do like Captain, but there's no doubt that Naval Guard is the one to beat. After that, it gets a swirl. It becomes a swirl. I'm actually thinking now maybe the Bipot should become a place accumulator for a percentage, because race 7, I like a little bit of Successful Secret, but nothing special. 7-2, 10-3 when the slide comes up. Race 8, 2 roughies for you. Let's have a look at the price. One of these is West Point, who I thought could well improve West Point at a decent price. Ashley Fortune, Ryan Munger. I see the blinkers are back on. I think the horse is better than the recent form. That's a 12.5-1 a win, a placing at just under 18-10. And there's another one in the race, a horse called Charge Down, number 9, who's also 12.5-1 a win and just under 18-10, a placing. And then respect for the Paul Peter two horses that top the boards, that duo, Years the Tiger. JP2000 has the Appion, Waiters off, and rarely is maintaining form well. So that's it for Turfantine on the Sunday. As I said, I'll be back on Monday. One of my favourite tracks, Greyville, Hollywood Bets Greyville. But importantly, I love it on the poly. We'll be firing up the poly on Monday. I'll see you then, sunshines. Hit them hard.